We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, it's kind of funny when you talk about social media, and a lot of people make the comment and the point that people only share the good stuff. They're only putting their best foot forward when they post about things on Facebook. They always have the perfect relationship, but it's not real. And we've talked about the mental health implications of that, about how it makes you feel like your life isn't as good because you're comparing yourself to these filtered versions of others' lives. Mm-hmm. And that's all true. That all has merit. But when people do post the ugly truth, it gets real uncomfortable.
It does get uncomfortable. Yeah, and then you're like, thank God my life's not like theirs. Yeah.
It's Team PXY on 98 PXY.
Opposite side of the scale.
The number one hit music station. It's Corey James and Breezy. I was scrolling through Facebook the other day, and I came across one of these ugly truth kind of posts.
Okay.
And I don't want this to come off like I'm judging this particular person for what they posted, because I thankfully have never been in the position they found themselves in after finding out that their fiance had cheated on them.
Oh, dear God.
And I can't imagine that kind of hurt and betrayal, and you would want revenge, right? I mean, I guess I get that aspect of it. But is it really ever a good idea? And do you think anyone has ever not regretted calling out that significant other on social media? So the post read something along the lines of, she tagged the two people, by the way.
She went balls to the wall.
I assume now ex-fiance, and the woman that he cheated on her with, tagged them both and said, well, hope you guys have a great party in April since we can't get our deposit back for the wedding. Happy cheating, you two. And then a bunch of clap emojis. And boy, did that post take off.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. Very dramatic. I grabbed my popcorn, and I started going through, and even she posted something that I thought was interesting. Hence then, by the way, she's taking this post down, just for clarity's sake. Mm-hmm. She even posted in the comments, because there was a lot of them, about feeling regret for doing that, but she made the point of, well, it's up there now, so I'm just going to leave it. It's kind of
she did say that.
That's what she said. By the way, she tagged the woman who untagged herself, and then she retagged her in the comments.
You can't knock her dedication.
Not ideal. Not so. Obviously, she even said she regretted it after, and then obviously deleted it after, so regretted it even more. But you can't put that genie back in that bottle. Once it's
you
out,
really
it's out.
Can't.
And I'm just curious, if there's anyone listening who has done something similar, I mean, if anyone's listening now who's been cheated on, you probably wanted to, right?
Sure.
You'd want to tell everybody. A few comments coming already here on Facebook and on the text line as well. If you want to jump in, 585-222-9800. This texter, I would totally do that and consider it a PSA. No more undercover hoes or sleaze bags. Eek. Danielle says, I was cheated on, but didn't spread it all over social media. It's not really the place to air your dirty laundry. I would regret it. If they're a piece of S to cheat, then that's on them. Live and learn. And Samantha saying, meh, I've never done this, but if it happened to me, I would make sure everyone knew what kind of person they were.
Okay.
So getting a little bit of both sides here.
Let's break it down from a perspective I have been cheated on.
Okay.
And it's hard to sit there and be like, oh, I would never do that if I was in that situation, or if I were, I would do this if I was, you don't know. You don't know. And you can say that with any situation. You can say that with being cheated on, relationships, kids, whatever the case may be. It's really easy to say you would do something one way when you're not actually in it.
Yes.
And when I was in that situation, sure, I was so hurt and I wanted to be so drama, like
lash
you know,
out, yeah.
keeping it very on brand for me. But
sure.
I knew that it would probably hurt me more than it would hurt them.
How so?
And I say that because, like you said, with the genie in the bottle scenario, Corey, you can't put that genie back in a bottle. And I don't want to make myself look stupid or hurt myself in the process. I'm airing this out and I'm talking about it with a very close, select group of friends. And I don't want to be reminded every time I get a notification of interaction in that post, engagement in that post, comments on that post, whatever the case may be. I mean, yes, I do love drama
and attention,
stirring the pot just a little bit, but
not that kind of attention.
It's a lot.
I mean, I again, the post I'm referring to, there was hundreds of comments, hundreds.
And like when you make a post like that, or like a statement post, and it gets that much interaction, it eats up a lot of your day because you're constantly getting notifications of that post.
Sure.
And do you want to set the precedent of that day of all you're going to think about is this person,
right?
That other person, the scenario, and what other people have to say about it? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter what other people have to say about it. It matters how you're feeling and how you're going to cope with the situation.
Totally. Makes sense. Plus, I think it's an important point, too, of, I mean, it doesn't seem like they're going to stay together. But maybe they will. I mean, they have a child together, too. Which
they have a child.
Even more heartbreaking.
Okay, so that's another situation. It's like, I mean, we talk about it all the time. People put their best foot forward on social media, which is true.
Yeah.
But there's also these relationships that I don't want to judge or call out, but they might be a little toxic and they might be a little bit of back and forth. And you sit there and you roast, you know, Jimmy for cheating on you, or Betsy for going over and sleeping with your cousin. I don't know what the case may be.
Really specific.
Yeah, it's fine. Not pinpointing anything or anyone, seriously. But, and then you roast them and it's this big blow up and everyone's involved. And then 3 days later, the post is taken down. Oh, me and Jimmy are working on things.
Yeah.
We're back together. And now you just look stupid.
Right.
Like you just look dumb. Mm-hmm. You can't sit there and show your hand and say how you're feeling and how this person wronged you and then be like, honestly, like I like to see the good in Jimmy. Like, no, you don't. Like, no, you don't.
Right.
And if they have a child, they're going to be in each other's lives for the next 18 years. I don't know how old the child is, but it's going to be hard regardless. So the way I look at it is like this. It's like you could drive a car with a flat tire and that's going to be rocky, or you could drive a car with a flat tire while it's also on fire. I mean, you decide the outcome of that one. So
let's grab this. 222-9800. Christian's on this morning. Christian, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. You wanted to weigh in on this again, calling out your cheating significant other on social media.
In my opinion, yes, and it also depends on the person. Like, if the person, once they find out they've been cheating on, depending on their feelings, if they feel real mad, I mean, they might post it. But in my opinion, I would. I mean,
you would do it.
Would.
Like, I mean, just in case, honestly, because if the person is noticeable, like on social media,
yeah,
and if they know, if they got a lot of people that knows the person, then they should know, like, hey, this person, you know, this and this.
Not a good
what
guy.
They're really like,
not a good
yeah.
girl.
Sorry, I'm just driving. I work for Amazon. I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, you're good.
Oh, that's okay. You're good.
It's all
I can
good.
Hear myself in the background. That's
not,
great.
Not a problem. Not a problem. All right, you would do it. Just so everybody knows.
Send
everybody
it.
Needs to know what they
send
did.
It. Yeah,
right. And I understand, too, right now. And I've been cheating on right now, too. And I got 3 kids with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. Ugh,
yeah.
That is awful. That is absolutely awful.
Tell him, girl, bye.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, all right, Christian.
Yeah, it's crazy, but hey, I got to move on forward, you know?
That's all you can do. I love your attitude, man. You keep going, all right?
Yep, thank you so much.
All right, take it easy. Bye. Oh,
wow.
Man. Yikes. Yeah, and then that's a big thing, too, with the kid thing. It's not like you can just, erase this person from your life. Like, they're going to be involved at some point still.
Yeah.
You, I mean, unless they just turn their back on the kid too, which is equally as heartbreaking.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Not a good look. I do understand, though, that you find yourself in these situations and all you see is red. I've been at some very low points while I've been cheated on by other people where I've wanted to do this. And I've come to the realization, or maybe people have talked me off the ledge of like, no, like just sit with your feelings for like a day, 2 days. Like, don't do anything rash. I think it boils down to just being rational.
That is great advice. I do agree.
Getting a handle on yourself.
Because
trust me, I could be spiraling a lot worse than I already am for a lot of different things in my life.
Let's hope we never see that. I don't know if I can handle it, to be honest.
Truly.
Let's grab one more call here. 222-9800. They say they want to remain anonymous. So, Anonymous, good morning.
Anon,
welcome
how are
to the
you?
Show.
Hi. Okay. So, I am very much a person who like doesn't like to take stuff into social media. I was with my ex-husband for about 2 years. And then as we were deciding to go our own ways, I found out that he had brought another woman into my house. It was my house.
Love that.
Yikes.
So I found out about it. I kicked him out of my house the same night. And by the next morning when he came back to get his stuff, all of his stuff was gone because I threw him away. And before throwing him away, I made sure I cut everything, like the cord and things that weren't fixable anymore.
Yeah.
Threw away his phone because he was drunk that night. And that's why he brought somebody else into the house.
Yep.
And and up to today, he still regrets what he did. But you know what? I did, and I felt great about it, and I still feel really good about it because I really don't care.
There you go. I mean, if it brought you joy, I guess it was that.
Savage Marie Kondo weighing in.
Totally. I've told him not to mess up with me, and he did, so he deserved what he got.
He should have known. He should have known.
You warned him.
And the funny part is that he still works with my friend, and he still cries about how much it cost him where he could have just gotten a hotel room and had sex with this girl, but he brought her into my house because we were living together.
Yeah.
And it could have only cost him $50, but by the time I added up everything, it was well over $4,000 to $5,000.
Oh,
I threw that away.
He could have taken the cheaper route and budget in for sure.
I mean,
but
here's a thought too. Yeah. Just like, don't do that shady behavior. I guess there's that. He's not going to again. I'll tell you that right now.
I'm glad you feel well, Anon. I'm glad you feel well about that. Good for you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. You have a great one.
She's loving it.
All right. Bye.
She's loving it.
I'm a little terrified of her, to be honest.
Oh, she said the whole thing with a smile on her face.
Yeah, she's definitely very delighted by what she did. But, I mean, in her defense, guy had it coming, I guess.
It's like Riot Room, you know what I mean? Yeah. One of those break room things.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. All right. I think
you should reach out to this Facebook couple, see if they'll come on the show.
I'm not going to do that. Absolutely not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.